Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Wednesday. It feels like I haven't seen you guys in a year. Did you miss me? I missed you, my loves. I'll try not to be too loud in case your head is still ringing in the new year. I hope everyone had a good night surrounded by family and friends with lots of love and laughter. We spent the night all comfy and cozy with some Chinese food and movies. It was a good night to stay in and just relax. It was a cold and dreary evening here in the Midwest, but I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Surrounded by my kiddos and my love, what a perfect evening. How are you guys spending your New Year's Day? Lounging around sipping on some coffee or curled up in bed with a little hair of the dog? I consider myself a lucky gal. I get the spins and a dry mouth, but no headaches or queasy stomach. Whatever you're doing today, I hope you have a good day before you have to head back to work after being off all year. Yes, slackers. I've been semi-productive today. I slept until 9 a.m. And isn't that sad that sleeping in is 9 a.m. when you're an adult? I remember sleeping in as a kid was I usually woke up around noon. I got up and made some homemade biscuits, bacon, and eggs. Straightened up the house, did some laundry, and this afternoon, I see a well-deserved nap in my future. If you have to work today, I hope people are kind and your day flies by. I always think it's weird going out the day after a holiday like Thanksgiving, Christmas, or New Year's. It looks so deserted everywhere. It almost seems like the creepy opening to a post-apocalyptic zombie movie. Brains. Brains. Well, now that I'm creeped out, let's get to it. If you follow the show, on Wednesdays, we review local restaurants and local businesses. If you would like to recommend a local restaurant or local business, or if you own a local restaurant or business, see me after the show. I'd love to hear from you. Today, we're going to review local bakeries. The research for today's episode left me glazed and confused. But in the name of science, I did do my due diligence to bring you all the tasty little facts. Of course, I wasn't stuffing my face alone. Ladies and gentlemen, my love, my best friend, defender of the galaxy, Chef Sean. Woo! Hey, good looking. What's cooking?
Why, thank you. What's cooking? Well, biscuits, bacon and eggs. Yum.
Homemade buttermilk biscuits. These are not from a can or a frozen bag.
No. And from day one, Amy was like, I want to make biscuits. I was like, oh, these are really good biscuits. And then the next time she made them, I'm like, these are a little bit better. And then the next time I'm like, they're a little bit better. She's like, I'm making the biscuits a little bit more often than I used to. And it's old school. There's lard in them biscuits, and that's why they're so good.
They're not meant to be healthy. They're meant to be delicious.
And they are delicious. So, where would you like to start?
I think we're going to start with Rise and Roll.
Okay.
If you're familiar with Indiana, we have a large Amish population. One of the top treats to talk about today is the Cinnamon Caramel Donut, aka Amish Crack, from Rise and Roll Bakery. Before opening a store in Mishawaka, the only way to get this delicious donut was on Saturdays at the first brick-and-mortar Rise and Roll store in Middlebury. Now, the OG donut is good, but the donut holes are the real showstopper.
I would agree. They are absolutely amazing, and I had just moved back to Indiana about 3 years ago, and Amy and I had just started chatting to the point that I didn't even have her phone number. We were Snapchatting at this point.
Hey, you know what? One stalker was enough.
And we were talking about food, because we clearly have a passion for food, both of us. And we were talking about donuts and different things. And she said, oh, you got to try Amish crack donuts. And I was like, I don't know what that is. And she said, go to Rise and Roll. And I said, I don't know what that is. But, you know, thanks to our good friends at Waze, not endorsing the show. I found the location on Grape Road in Mishawaka, ran up there, got a half dozen, made sure I got the Amish crack donuts. And by the time I got back to my house, I sent a picture and she was like, what? I was like, well, you said these are amazing. I'm going to try them. And yes, absolutely amazing. What else do we know about Rise and Roll?
So I was on their website kind of poking around a little bit, and they had a little brief history about Rise and Roll, and I'm going to share that with you guys. Their website states, big ideas have small beginnings. Rise and Roll's history began in 2001 in Shipshawana, Indiana. A young Amish couple began making recipes handed down in the woman's family for generations. They sold baked goods from their front porch. Over the years, they worked on perfecting the recipes until in 2004, they opened the first Rise and Roll bakery in Middlebury. The original bakery did not use any electricity, refrigeration, or modern technology. All of the mixing, sheeting, and prepping was done entirely by hand. In 2004, the Amish owners sold the company to a non-Amish family who moved it into a much larger facility. The original Amish owners still stayed employed at Rise and Roll, and a franchise began. Still doing things the old-fashioned way and blessing customers one at a time. While their donuts are a big seller for the store, they also have a lot of other tasty items ranging from breakfast, lunch, pantry staples, as well as homewares and personal care items. If you're ever in the area, you should swing by and check them out.
And I will say, my aunt and uncle who live in Muncie, when they came to visit us a couple of years ago, I had picked up some of those, and they love them so much that every time I'm headed back towards them or my mom, we have to stop and pick them up. To the point that the first time we did that, I was driving with my mom to Muncie. We stopped in, and mom was like, oh, look, they've got cookies. I was like, yep, they've got everything. And so she bought a bunch of cookies. I think she ate a half dozen cookies on the drive down to Muncie. And now she's just like, oh my God, these are the best cookies. She got the chocolate chip and the oatmeal raisin, and they had an oatmeal chocolate chip. And she's like, mom's like, yeah, donuts are okay. Can we get some more cookies?
There's another kind of, I don't know if it's all strictly Amish store. It's called SNS. And it escapes me now where it's at. It's way out there. I think it might be like in Etna Green or something. Mm-hmm. But they've got amazing cookies as well. They're literally like the size of my hand. And my all-time favorite cookie is a molasses cookie. And they sell those there. Oh, my God. They're dough good.
Dough good. And don't want to leave out that a super huge collection of like jams, jellies, preserves. Oh my.
Everything of course is homemade, and they have, it's like a corn relish there. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. That stuff is amazing. They have pies. You can go there and get lunch. I think they have ice cream now. I mean, they've got a little bit of everything, and they also have a day-old table where they have discount donuts. I mean, donuts are great, but when they're half price, I think they taste a little bit better. So definitely stop by and check them out. It's so cute inside of there. I love it.
I'm a fan, and I wouldn't know about it if I didn't know you.
Aw. Look at me adding to your life and your waistline.
Thank you.
Well, our next adventure begins in the old country. Picture this. 1978. South Bend, Indiana. McCree's Bakery. Sorry, we can't help ourselves with the Golden Girls references.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Better than anyone I know, Rose.
So, when I left this area, McCree's used to be on LaSalle. And when I moved back, I was like, oh, I got to go to McCree's because that was the bakery. Actually, there were two bakeries. If I wanted Italian, I went to McCree's. If I wanted anything Polish or Belgian, I went to the West End. By the way, we're going to do a deep dive on the West End Bakery in Mishawaka next week. We've got some inside scoop information from a friend of mine. And, yeah, it's going to be a good episode. But I digress. So I'm running up and down LaSalle, and I'm like, where the heck is McCree's? Like, did they close? And then so I finally stopped and mapped it, and I was like, oh, okay, they moved there on Niles. And so I went there. And, but the food has been delicious. It's the same great quality, and, you've got a little bit of history on McCree's?
McCree's, it really is a lovely spot. They offer a vast variety of sweet Italian treats. They have fancy pastas. It's a really great spot for coffee and a cannoli. Or sparkling water and a delicious sandwich. Their store also sells a unique selection of imported snacks and beverages. They sell like the, not just the regular Pellegrini, but like the little canned Pellegrinis that are flavored. It's the only place I've been able to find the blood orange. And oh my gosh, it's so good. And they have a couple other different, like, little Italian sodas and different, I guess, different brands of sparkling water. I only knew there was Pellegrini. I didn't know there was, like, this huge market. I also didn't know it was sparkling water or flat water. Flat water was tap water or bottled regular.
Yeah.
The more you know. If you want something besides just a little breakfast or just a quick lunch, they do have Carmella's right next to the bakery. I've never been there, but I've heard great reviews about their dinner service. Maybe that'll be a date night and Wednesday review sometime in the future.
I love it.
If you do decide to check out McCree's, definitely try the cannoli. But please don't break my heart and leave without trying a piece of carrot cake. Ugh. Hands down, best carrot cake I've ever had.
I would put it in my top five. It's a really good carrot cake. It's not the best I've ever had in my life, but because the best carrot cake I had in my life was a carrot cake that my friend Gianfranco's Nonna made. Then probably a carrot cake I had in New York. So, I've been around. I've had carrot cakes different places. But, you know what? It's definitely top five, arguably top. It's third. I would say it top five, definitely third, maybe. Yeah.
I haven't traveled much, and considering most of my previous carrot cake experiences were from Betty Crocker. It's up there as one of my top favorites. Oh my gosh. It's also one of my favorite places to go for Fat Tuesday for their punchkis. Did I say it right? Okay.
Punchki.
Punchki. They have a strawberries and cream one. Oh, is so good.
Oh, and you know what? Somebody that works there has a friend at WNDU and WSBT because it always gets like a ton of air. And they are very good.
What's your favorite flavor of punchki? Like, I'm either the strawberry. I really love the cream cheese flavored one. My friend Monica, do you know what her favorite one is?
No.
The original OG, the prune.
You know what?
I've never tried it, but she swears by it.
Here's the thing. Like, the punchki at McCree's, I like. They're very good. They're definitely better than what you're getting at Martin's or Kroger or wherever. Got to say, West End, I like them better.
I don't think I've ever had one from West End, so yeah, we'll have to change that this year.
We'll do that this year. You know what? Maybe. Why don't we get some from a couple of different places and we do it like a video taste?
I think that's a great idea.
I think that's a great idea as well. And not because it was my idea just now.
Most of your ideas are generally pretty great.
Yeah, my favorite punchki is strawberry.
That's a solid one. I like the raspberry one where you can find it.
Strawberry or raspberry with cream cheese. I mean, cream cheese, yeah, you can't go wrong.
You know what I like to do?
Yeah, I know what you like to do.
I like to cut the strawberry one in half and the cream cheese one in half and like mush them together. So it's strawberries and cream cheese.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why. This is why. This is the perfect woman. And I'm sorry that nobody else out there ever gets her.
Aw. I've been spoken for. But yeah, that I like that. Definitely.
Yeah, but definitely the punchkis at McCree's, they get a lot of press, and they are absolutely delicious. So I don't want to take anything away from that, but I prefer the ones at West End, and that could be because food is
emotional. And I was just thinking that while you were talking, I was like, you know, it probably depends on what you grew up on.
Yeah.
So, like, if you ever grew up on, like, Dunkin' Donuts versus, we're going to go way back here, Dunkin' Donuts and
Dixie Donuts.
Dixie Cream Donuts.
Oh, Dixie Cream Donuts.
That was an original donut spot here in the South Bend, Mishawaka area. And when we moved back up here from Tennessee, we rented a house on Lincoln Way. And it's not even Low Bob's anymore. It's like Smokers Friendly or something. It used to be a Dixie Cream Donut. And me and my sister Angie would get so excited because on Saturday mornings, my dad would walk over. He'd get a dozen donuts and come back over and we'd have donuts and hang out.
Honestly, West End has way better donuts, but my house that I grew up in was only 3 blocks away from Dixie Cream. So, but I was getting those donuts way before Amy was even born. No, not necessarily. I was getting those donuts when she was 1 or 2. Those were great donuts. Like, that's where we got our donuts. It was on the way to the Martins.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Yeah. So food is definitely way more emotional than it's anything else. And just think about that, you know, whatever you're eating. Like, oh, it was better when my grandma made it. It was better when my aunt made it. It was better. It's not that it was better. there's an emotional connection to that food.
Just like when I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it's good. It's okay. But even as an adult, I remember, I think I was pregnant with the twins, and I wanted a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and my mom made it for me. I swear it was the best thing I'd ever had. I'm like, there's magic in this. And I think it's just that emotional connection, like reverting back to, you know, being a kiddo.
Yep. Having
mama make you a sandwich.
And again, food is emotional. I do want to drop this out. If you're going to go to McCree's in South Bend, which is on Niles, I've not eaten at their restaurant. Don't know anything about it. But right next door, the Lauber.
Oh, yeah.
Amy and I have been there once. I've been there a couple of times. Their pizza, it's a solid 7.
Yeah. 7 dough goods.
Yeah. I would give it 7 dough goods. You know, 0 out of 10, 7. Their appetizers, their sides, their cocktail list.
Oh, their cocktails are so good.
Man, it's great. Blow all your money on the cocktails and the appetizers and the food. But honestly, don't waste your money on their dessert.
No, I would say that was a wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. Walk next door, because it's literally next door, is McCree's, and get a slice of carrot cake. Because it's damn good carrot cake.
Mm, it really is. Their lemon, it's like a limoncello cake.
Oh.
That one's really good too. That's one of Micah's favorites. That's what he gets when we go there. Absolutely should check it out.
Check that out next.
All right. Well, I think we forgot to give some ratings.
Okay, let's give some ratings.
All right. Rise and Roll Bakery, their donuts. How many dough goods?
Man, I don't know. Are we saying... Okay. So, the Amish Crack Donut? Oh, what's the scale? 1 to 5?
1 to 5, yeah, we'll do that.
Amish Crack? 5. Dough good. They're regular donuts.
Like a 2.
Yeah, I was thinking like...
They don't blow my mind. I don't secretly lick the box when nobody's looking for their regular glazed
donuts. I was going to give it like a 2.5 dough good.
I would agree with those sentiments.
Yeah, like the other donuts, they're all right. I mean, I could go to Dunkin'.
Right. I mean, I've never met a donut that I've said no to. No. But
no, the Amish Crack is the king.
It is. The only crack you can legally take across state lines.
I mean, it was rated nationally as a top 10 donut in the country. So
That's pretty good from humble beginnings of being sold off of someone's front porch.
Yeah.
I have to agree with that. All right, McCree's. I think you've only had dessert from there, though. I don't think you've ever had like lunch.
I've never had any food there. Their cannoli. So I'll give it 2 scores.
Sorry, we've been fighting all the cooties over here as well.
In my experience for a local cannoli, I will give it a 7.2 dough goods. In my experience of eating cannolis in my lifetime, I'd give it a 4.8.
Which is still pretty solid.
It's a 50%. Like, it's a really good cannoli. It's the best cannoli I've had here locally. It's not the best cannoli I've ever had in my life, which the top three are all in New York City. No. Top two are New York City, one in New Jersey.
New Jersey. And for the area, they do have the best one, because I think we tried one at Finello's.
Oh, it was awful.
And it was not.
I'm sorry. It wasn't awful. It just wasn't good.
It wasn't for me. Oh, no. Like, we tried the cannoli cheesecake.
Yeah. It was edible.
Yeah.
It was good. It was fine. So I did mean it was awful. It was not awful. It was fine.
You have that fancy chef taste, though. I'm just country bumpkin like, oh, look, something sweet that's going to give me the sugar foot. overall, I would say McCree's. I have had some of their lunch offerings. And I would say out of 5 dough goods, I would give them a solid 4. For their bakery and for their lunch. Should definitely check it out. If you're a salad person, they offer some really, really good salads.
Oh, you know what? I just heard me. I did have some cookies from McCree's, and they were super solid. They were like sugar cookies glazed.
Mm-hmm.
I got some for my mom. Once I found them, I was looking for them strictly for cannolis, and they had cookies as well, and I picked some up, and I would give the cookies, I'd say a 6.2 dough goods.
Have you ever had the cream horns from there?
No.
I love cream horns.
Yeah, you do.
And I had only ever had the ones from like Martin's or Kroger. And I went there, I just randomly went there one day and I was like, oh my God, they have cream horns and they are massive. And honestly, like, if you like cream horns, definitely go there and give those a shot. Those get like a solid 8 for me.
So if you're a fan of jumbo cream horns and you want an 8, head over to McCree's.
Now I'm hungry and I want all of the, like, all the pastries. What's my favorite pastry from West End Bakery? Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, shoot. I only know my favorite West bakery pastry.
It's got spinach and feta in it.
Oh, you like the spinach feta croissant.
I do. It's so good. It's so good.
See, I'm a sucker for the crullers.
Their crullers are good.
The cruller is the best I've ever had in my life. And we are going to do that deep dive. I have a good friend who his grandmother worked at the West End Bakery, and he's going to give us some stories about his experiences. And we're excited about that. So that'll be next Wednesday.
Behind the icing curtain. You know what else would be dough good?
What would be dough good?
If my loves would check out the show's Facebook page, Ridiculous Ramblings, or the show's website, RidiculousRamblings.com, where you can leave a comment, topic for discussion, or just a hey girl hey. Or check us out on YouTube while you're searching for funny animal videos or how to DIY your bathroom remodel. Well, I think that about does it for today. Now that we've got your mind on pastries, I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well. Go and grab yourself a donut. You deserve it. It's a brand new year. Hopefully, I won't have to wait another year to hang out with you guys, though. Who am I kidding? I'd wait for y'all. This year has some great things in store for the show, and I'm excited to share those with you possibly on Friday, so you should definitely come back because some big news on the horizon. This year's going to be a great year for all of us. I can feel it in my bones. Hey, babe. If a cop pulls over a U-Haul, did he just bust a move? I've been waiting all year to tell you that joke. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.
Ciao, Bella.